American Manganese Inc., a company out front in the billion-dollar potential of recycling lithium-ion batteries. The patented Recyclico process is a proven solution, putting American Manganese in a prime position to capture a huge market share of the battery recycling market. Lithium-ion battery recycling has been brought to you by American Manganese Inc., U.S. trading symbol AMYZF, and in Canada, AMY. The preceding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is CBS, Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Bob Zimmerman keeps the website Behind the Black. We're here to begin the story of Starlink again and again and again. Starlink is much in the news because I'm waiting. Starlink is about an internet connection that is off the planet, that is in orbit, reliable, and forests don't fall on wires that lead me to be cut off. However, Bob, a very good evening to you. Starlink has been in the news repeatedly recently. India's unhappy. China's unhappy. Right now, you're going to the second generation of Starlink. Does that mean my wait is going to be longer still? Good evening to you, Bob.
Good evening, John. No, not at all. And I'm not going to the second generation. SpaceX and Elon Musk is going to the second generation. They have filed, in fact, they first filed with the FCC back in May 2020, a request to launch their full constellation of 30,000 satellites. Shortly thereafter, about five months later, they submitted to the FCC a modification which included their second generation of Starlink satellites. What they've been launching so far, with improvements along the way, is what they call their first generation of Starlink satellites. They now have pretty much figured out what their final iteration of it will be, and they're calling it their second generation Starlink satellites. And they have submitted a modification of the application to the FCC for use in the configuration of that updated satellite. And this is their final configuration. Previously, their application had included two proposed configurations. They've now dropped one, and they now know exactly what they want to build using the Starlink second-generation satellites they're proposing. And they're saying they want to start launching these second-generation satellites as early as March. Now, a lot of very bad news sources have suggested this means they plan to launch these satellites on Starship. Now, that's wrong. The application to the FCC only states they're going to start launching in March. They could use any rocket they want, and they'll almost certainly use the Falcon 9 to start launching in March, John. They're moving forward as fast as they can. I should say that they are being held back by the FCC because they initially asked for their license back in May of 2020, and that's 19 months ago, and the FCC didn't even submit that application for filing until now, which means it arrived at the FCC and someone put it on its desk and did nothing with it. Until now, they have now suddenly announced they are beginning the review process a year and nineteen months later. This makes me more suspicious of the FAA's procedures with Starship at Boca Chica. I think if one government agency can stall SpaceX a year and a half plus, so can another. And I think the FAA at Boca Chica might very well be doing the same thing, John. There are a lot of people in the government, both elected and bureaucrats, who do not like SpaceX because of its independence and want to squash it if they can.
Good news for Europe and low Earth orbit. Ariane 6 core and upper stages to French Guiana. What is Ariane 6, Bob?
Ariane 6 is the rocket that the European Space Agency wants to replace Ariane 5 with. Ariane 5 has been the rocket they've been using for, what, more than a decade. It's very reliable. It's a good rocket. It's expensive, though. Never made a profit. And so when SpaceX came along and started to reuse first stages and therefore cut the cost enormously, Ariane Space, which is the supposedly private company for the European Space Agency, private rocket company, they suddenly lost all their commercial business, all of it. And so they want to get that commercial business back, so they decided they'll build Ariane 6. Well, Ariane 6 is supposed to have its first launch this year and really start operating aggressively next year. But it has struggled to get launch customers because it is not reusable, and therefore it is still more expensive than the Falcon 9. And so they've struggled. They haven't been able to get any of the commercial customers back, really. What this story I report on Behind the Block is about is that they have suddenly gotten a whole new slew of launch contracts, because they are forcing partner nations within the European Space Agency to use Ariane 6 as their launch vehicle for any of their projects. This is not private company launches. This is governmental launches. And so the European Space Agency and European Union is building its own GPS-type satellite constellation called Galileo, and they are basically mandating that all the launches go on Ariane 6. And so they won four more launches for Ariane 6 with that. And the Ariane space itself also won two more launches for its Vega rocket rocket family. And that's an Italian-built rocket, that smaller rocket that loses smaller satellites. So it's, in a sense, good news for Ariane 6 is going to survive. But it's bad news, I think, for the European Space Agency because they are now basically forcing themselves to launch on a more expensive rocket, which is going to repress and limit the possibilities of their own rocket and space industry to grow in Europe.
The report from the Chinese state-run media, no transparency here, is that the Chinese space station is growing. How so, Bob?
Well, they launched a robot arm to the station, and that robot arm is going to be used, apparently, to birth future modules to the station. Properly birth them. So what they did is they did a successful test of the robot arm. It grabbed a Zhenzhou freighter. This is an unmanned freighter that comes up to bring supplies. It undocked. Then the arm grabbed it and translated it over to a different docking port where the freighter then docked again. And this was a success. The robot arm was able to do this. So that is what they plan to do when they dock the larger modules later this year. Those modules will come close to the main docking port. And the robot arm, either after docking or before docking, will grab it and move it over to the correct port. This story, though, does also tell us that before the year is out, two large core modules on a Long March 5B rocket, which will be used to launch those big modules, are going to be overhead crashing somewhere down on our head somewhere on Earth, John.
Dateline, Moscow. What is S7 Space?
All right, S7 Space. S7 is an airline company, supposedly a private airline company in Russia. And a few years ago, they basically got rights to the Sea Launch floating launch platform that used to be a joint effort of Ukrainian, Russian, and American companies. So S7 then made a separate company called S7 Space to run the space operations. And they were put into the operation suspended during the Wuhan panic, and also because the Putin government was penalizing them suddenly by charging them lots more money than promised. So they went into suspension for about 2 years. Well, they've now announced that they're going to begin soon to do tests of the fuel tanks of their proposed reusable small sat rocket. This would be like Rocket Lab's Electron rocket used to launch small satellites, CubeSats and so forth. Russia doesn't have such a rocket, and so their company is trying to get that business. It's not clear whether or not this company is going to be able to operate. This announcement suggested they were running independent of Roscosmos. They were going to decide what agency within Roscosmos they would do this testing, and it was their decision only, and they might not even use Roscosmos. But I have doubts that they will be able to maintain their independence from Roscosmos over time. I think that eventually the Putin government, which wants to control everything, will control them as well, John. And that's probably going to limit their ability to innovate
and compete
with the rest of the world.
Russia lacks small boosters for nanosatellites. Is that correct? That they don't have...
Yeah. Unlike China and the myriad number of American and European companies, private companies, that are building these tiny rockets to launch CubeSats, Russia does not have such a thing. at this moment in time, because you got to remember the way Russia works is top down. They consolidate their entire aerospace industry of multiple supposedly independent companies into a single corporation run by the government called Roscosmos. And so everything is run under Roscosmos. You cannot compete with that if you're Russian. And S7 Space is trying to compete with that, but apparently they've been ordered the only rockets they can make is small sats. That'll give Russia that territory in Russia, but they won't be competing with anybody yet, with any other division of Roscosmos in doing so.
And so what we have here then is Russia limiting its ability to adapt to the commercial market going forward. That's what I'm trying to identify there.
Yeah, but that's Russia has actually did that back in the aughts, because when the Putin government really took over in the 2000s, they consolidated that entire industry. No more competition. No new companies allowed to compete with old companies. Everything is consolidated into Roscosmos, and Roscosmos dictates what you can do. And what they do is they work almost like the mob during Prohibition. Each mob, each division has its territory. One will make Soyuz rockets, another will make Proton, a third will make planetary probes. No division, though, can move into another division's territory. It's like the mob. And so if S7 Space wants to do anything, even if they're independent of Roscosmos, not actually part of that corporation, they're basically being told by the Putin government, the only thing we can build is something that will not compete with other aspects of the aerospace industry. No competition.
This is Commercial Space Story. Bob and I, from the beginning, have had no particular prejudice towards commercial space, capitalism in space. Bob has taught me to wait. It's rocket science, after all. Things happen. But Virgin Galactic is special because it's promoted by a man who's well known as a billionaire. I always pause when I hit that word billionaire because it's a many splendid recommendation. It suggests success. Virgin Galactic is not a success. What's happened, Bob?
Well, Virgin Galactic stock has crashed, essentially. Sometime in the last week, the Virgin stock, for the first time since it became publicly traded 2 years ago, the stock price dropped below its initial offering price. The initial debut price was $11.75 per stock. In the 2 years since, it had gone up as much as $62. It generally was over $30 to $40 to $50 in that period of time. It now has dropped to in the range of around $12, which is close to its opening stock price. That crash in stock price is essentially because Virgin Galactic right now appears to be a failure as a company. They're not launching suborbital tourists at all at the moment. They're rebuilding their spacecraft because it's so old. In their 16, 20-year development period, the thing just got old, and you need to rebuild it. In the two-year interim, though, when the price was high, Richard Branson reduced his holdings of the company from 51% of the company's stock holdings to only 11%. And in the process, he sold off 80% of his stock and pocketed about $1.25 billion in cash. He got out while the getting was good. Anyone who's still in it has got a problem, because if they bought it at any higher price, it's going to be very difficult to get any profit back, John.
It's important to make a distinction. This is Virgin Galactic for suborbital flights for tourists, rich tourists. What is Virgin Orbital, Bob?
Virgin Orbit is another Branson company that broke off from Virgin Galactic about 8 years ago, and its job is only to launch small satellites using a air-launched rocket called Launcher One. And it has already successfully launched twice. It's going to do its second operational, profitable commercial launch in about a week, within the next week. Virgin Orbit, I think, actually has been a good, well-run company since its first start. And I think they have a potential to survive and make money. But because they're connected to Richard Branson, they have suffered. It's unfortunate for them.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. We're going exploring on the surface of Mars, on the surface of the moon. Exploring. I'm John Batch.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.